All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Scout Investments Club level at Arrowhead Stadium. Thank you for joining us. We're very excited about the announcement we're about to make today. I want to take a moment to especially thank all of our civic leaders who have joined us today. Your support means a lot, and we appreciate it. So renovation in 2010 was very focused on delivering the best fan experience in sports. And as you can imagine, it was really focused on Chiefs games. But there was an objective and a goal was to create a venue that could host events that would engage the community year-round. And we've been able to do that with international soccer, with major musical concerts, bringing college football back this fall. And we continue to reach out to bring great events to the complex. We are very excited about bringing an iconic Kansas City event to the complex this year. And with that, I will introduce the chairman of the American Royal, John Mitchell Jr.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I'm John Mitchell Jr., chairman and CEO of Treat America Food Services. I'm the 2015 chairman of the American Royal Association. I'd like to introduce some of the people with me here today, sitting up front. Charlie Tietrich is CEO of Walls Tietrich Advertising, and he is the 2015 Treasurer of the American Royal, and this year's Executive Chairman of the Barbecue. Doug Wargel, Director of Marketing at Joe's Kansas City, and the 2015 Steering Committee Chairman of the American Royal Barbecue. Carolyn Wells, Co-Founder and Executive Director of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. Jim Sankster, President of UMB Bank. UMB is the presenting sponsor of the American Royal Barbecue. And Rod Gray, national champion barbecue competitor and member of the American Royal World Series of Barbecue Steering Committee. And finally, Kim Palmer, the person who makes it all happen, our staff manager of the American Royal World Series of Barbecue. We are all excited to join you today to announce that on October 1st through 4th, the American Royal Association will host our championship World Series of Barbecue competition right here at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City at the Truman Sports Complex. The American Royal Barbecue was founded 36 years ago in the parking lot of the Golden Ox. There are only a handful of competitors, all local. Since that humble beginning, the event has grown every year and has become the world's largest barbecue competition. Last year, we drew nearly 50,000 participants, and we had entries from all over the world. The American Royal Complex in the West Bottoms has been a wonderful home for our barbecue these past 36 years. But the reality is, we can no longer meet the demand for teams or participants. While we will be sad to go, we are thrilled to be relocating to Arrowhead Stadium. This facility is perfect for our needs, with more than enough space to improve and enhance our event. In 2015, we'll be able to accept all teams who choose to enter the competition. We'll provide teams the ability to grow their competition space. We'll provide our judges, contestants, and patrons with improved indoor amenities. We'll provide parking to all whom seek it. We'll improve navigation in and around the event. We'll offer new and exciting experiences. We'll create VIP experiences. We'll expand our entertainment offerings, including new family fun events. And we'll host concerts. And much more. With Arrowhead as our new home, the opportunities to improve our festival are limitless. But even as we improve all aspects of the event, we are also developing creative features that will enable us to retain intimacy and quirkiness that our regular attendees have come to love about the barbecue festival. It is important for me to note that the American Royal World Series of Barbecue is successful because our focus is on hardcore barbecue competitors. Our invitational contest brings in the elite of the elite from the barbecue competition world. We are considered the grand finale of the barbecue competition season, and we appreciate our role in crowning the season grand champ. We have reached out to the barbecue community, and as Carolyn and Rod can attest, they are in support of this exciting move. From a Kansas City perspective, the American Royal is excited to continue to enhance an event that has become a signature feature of our great city. Kansas City is known for barbecue, and we're excited to put barbecue on an even bigger stage for our great city. Finally, a reminder that everything we do at the American Royal is in support of our mission. Last year, the American Royal contributed more than $1.4 million in support of our purpose of youth education and scholarships. Our goal is to continue to grow that charitable mission. Your support of the American Royal World Series of Barbecue will help us get that done. I'd like to thank Mark Donovan, who has worked very hard to facilitate our move to Arrowhead Stadium, and I would also like to thank Jim Rowland, who coordinated with the Chiefs and the Royals to make this a reality. Thank you.
So as John mentioned, we wouldn't be here today without the initiative, the support, and the efforts of Jim Rowland. We work with the Jackson County Sports Authority, seems like every day. And they've been a great partner in support of all the events we've been able to bring to Arrowhead. This is probably the prime example of Jim really being a key component to making this happen. And with that, we'd like to thank you for that, Jim, and also invite you to say a few words.
Well, I want to first thank my board for giving me the flexibility to do what I did, which was lie to both the American Royal and to the Chiefs that we could make this happen initially. I have two board members here, Amy Gromowski and Greg Cratifill. I appreciate your support. This really started because I was able to read between the lines of what was happening or not happening as far as the American Royal and the city and as it relates to the West Bottoms and Kemper Arena, and reached out to Bob Peterson, Kim Palmer, probably 9 months ago, 10 months ago, and just asked a question, would you be willing to move? And the answer was yes. And so we began a conversation, a long conversation, and certainly without the passion and without the vision of both Mark Donovan and John, we wouldn't be here. So it really, for me, it's a perfect scenario. You have an iconic place in the Truman Sports Complex in Arrowhead Stadium. You have an iconic event. And the marriage of those two, that match, is a match made in barbecue heaven. So, thanks.
So we're going to open it up to questions. The three of us will stay up here and take your questions, and then we'll do some one-on-ones afterwards. But before we do that, I just want to take a moment to thank and note two folks from Arrowhead Events who were really doing the dirty work and the detail work to make sure that this thing made sense, Jeremy Slavens and Michael Ragsdale. They are involved in every event we bring to Arrowhead, and without them as well, we wouldn't be here today. So with that, I think we have mics for the crowd, and we'll take some questions.
On either side, if you just raise your hand, we'll bring you a mic, and you can address your question. Feel my standing.
Yeah, Mike Hendricks from the Star. Can you tell us what the logistics are in terms of where the competition will be around the stadium and what will go on inside the stadium?
Well, a lot of that is in development right now. Obviously, Arrowhead provides us with significant space to lay this out in multiple different ways, and we have teams hard at work putting that together. We do intend to use a fair amount of the indoor part of the stadium. We think it is a significant enhancement for our judges in particular, who will have improved spaces, and also our expo, which will be inside. So we're very excited to be able to use this beautiful space.
I would just add that to put it in context, where they are right now, all of the spaces that they have things as far as their contestants, we'll hold them in two parking lots. That gives you an idea of the amount of space, the amount of expansive potential there is with the complex.
Okay, I guess it's a one-man deal here.
That's fine.
Last year you had 560 contestants. You had to turn 40 teams had to turn 40 away.
Correct.
I guess it's limitless now. Is there some upper end at some point where it becomes ridiculous?
Well, first and foremost, we're a barbecue competition, and it's important to us to stay true to the barbecue contestants, and we're very sensitive to that as we move forward with this event. Having said that, having this abundant space allows us to come up with all kinds of fun, new, exciting opportunities for the public. And we do intend to begin to exercise that this year and hopefully over the course of many years continue to grow the barbecue.
I think just to reiterate that point, in the earliest discussions that we had about bring this here. You can imagine we came at this from the attitude of what can we do to make it bigger and better. And the discipline and the core values that these guys brought to the meeting was sort of the guiding principle for us. This is why we're here. We're going to continue to build on this. We do have some great ideas on what we can do to make it bigger and better, but it'll always be focused on the competition.
Hi, I'm Amy Holly with KSHB, and I'm wondering, is this any indicator that the American Royal now is going to be moving either to Clay County or next to Neil Patterson in KCK?
I don't think anything should be read into this other than we're out of space in the West Bottoms. We are having ongoing conversations about where our future may lie in terms of our livestock and agrarian facility, but there's no news to be made on that today.
Are you looking for new locations?
We are continuing to play out the scenario we proposed to Kansas City over the last several years, and there's nothing new to announce.